T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Galen.
Hello, Galen.
What is he trying to get from you, Marcos?
Yeah, Mark, I'm just looking over Marcos's shoulder because I've been very disappointed with his performance of late.
Understood.
So,
understood.
You know, he's got about 15 minutes to improve. If not, I'm going to be producing on this end. And
wow. I'll mess it up, Frog Boy.
Do my best, sir.
There's no way Lin could do this show.
He's technologically savvy.
Back in the day, I used to. I was good at it.
I don't mean running the board.
We know you can run the board. We mean the show.
The show, like how?
As soon as we talked about the first segment, we're breaking down the heat in the club. He would have been like, "All right, enough of this nonsense."
Clear, I have no control over this show, so it's totally fine.
Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
No trucks. I tell you what, if the Heat lose Wednesday, I'm going to black truck.
Dude, it is exciting times around these parts. It's exciting times. You want to know why, Leroy?
Because you're getting your eyes fixed?
Oh, that I can't wait for. No, it's draft season, baby. We got the draft coming up on Thursday.
Hey, I've been hearing, like, and remember what I told you earlier about the draft, right? Sometimes you go into a draft having like 3 set players that you think will be available at your pick.
Mm-hmm.
But then a lot of other players go way up in the draft or maybe overdrafted, right? And then a player falls to you. So you really don't know like who you could end up with because there's not as many offensive linemen. But if one of these teams reach and take a quarterback, then an offensive lineman might fall to you.
Yeah, the quarterback thing's very fascinating because it's like how many are going to get taken? And what right. is that going to mean for how it puts everybody down? And I would say, like I said, most mock drafts, I feel like, have had the Dolphins in the trenches. It's either offensive or defensive line. That's, you know, I would say probably like 7 out of 10 mock drafts have had that for the Dolphins.
Yes.
That you check out, you know? But yesterday, well, a little interesting note came out.
So out of 7 out of 10, you're going to the 3 and you're going to get it. What is wrong with you?
Piques my interest.
Of course.
Piques my interest.
Because it's not what the 7 out of 10 said. So you're the one person that chews the gum that says it's terrible.
I mean, look, I'm going to tell you, be honest with you, right? There's very few things I'm not going to buy into if the Dolphins draft. I told you the one thing I don't want is them trading out of the first round. I'm even fine with them trading back, just not out. I want something on Thursday night. You can't have me go to the restaurant and then all of a sudden say, sorry, Sarah, we're booked. Like, I need something.
Like
I don't know. I just imagine you ever have like a disappointing host who's just like, sorry, sir, we're booked. Me. I just don't want, even if you trade back to like 28, fine. Just first round pick. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I need some action. We haven't had a first round pick in years.
Right, right.
But this intrigues me, Marcos. All right. See this Albert Breer, who I'm not a huge fan of, by the way, but this Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated. So he did his mock draft, but it was like a mock draft of things he's been hearing. Things he's been hearing around each team, right? This is what he writes. One name I've heard circled for Miami from other teams, is Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy, who would add even more speed to the offense and perhaps give the team an off-ramp with Tyreek Hill over the next year or two.
Interesting.
Wow.
Fastest man in the draft.
Speed demon.
Speed demon, dude. And we heard about this Chris Greer. Remember what Chris Greer was talking about?
Hold on. Let me caution you a little bit for this. Okay. One of the things that makes Tyreek Hill so special is that he not only is fast as hell, but he can catch, a combination that doesn't usually go with each other. Okay? I'm telling you now, it's very rare for a very fast guy to also have good hands.
Well,
I'm telling you, this is a fact.
Let me just give you some nuggets here from the draft, all right? From Mel Kiper, who, the OG.
Okay.
Because I think, I'm going to parrot a little bit of what Leroy said. So Mel Kiper says, but he ranked all of his prospects. Xavier Worthy checks in as number 18, which would be a first round grade as a talent.
Is for 18 for just for
overall prospect. Okay. Overall. Now, deep wide receiver draft.
So he's like number five.
Five overall.
Yeah.
Five overall, according to Mel Kiper. According to Mel Kiper, not everybody loves him as much. Some people like his teammate even more. But this is what it is. Xavier Worthy, 5'11, 165. Hold on. Worthy is an electrifying player with the ball in his hands. I wrote this before he broke the NFL combine 40-yard dash with a record time of 4.21. Fast. His quickness and movement in space remind me a little bit of Hollywood Brown, who started Oklahoma and was a first-round pick in 2019. Worthy is tall, but very thin. He can fly by cornerbacks on vertical routes, take the top off of defense. 60 catches, 100 and 760 yards, and 9 scores in 2022. 75 catches and 1,014 yards for 5 touchdowns last year. His biggest problem? Catching the ball. 10 drops in 2022. Also, Hold on. He also dealt with a hand injury, to be fair. He was more consistent last season with 5 drops on 114 targets. Worthy could be a dynamic punt returner next level.
Hey.
Hand injury, dude.
Hey. I'm just telling you, we've had a lot of fast guys in the league, and that ball was kicking their ass. So at no point in time do you ever want, he's fast, but catching is a question. The NFL has been littered with those guys. You can ask anybody in the NFL. Guys fast, can't catch.
Here's the thing.
Can't have fast, but can't catch on your tag.
It was better last year, and he had a hand injury that one year, And here's the thing, though.
Put whatever twist you want on it. I am telling you, it is rare. It is rare to have a guy like Tyreek Hill, Randy Moss, who was fast, that people didn't realize how fast he was. most of your guys with the excellent hands aren't the fastest. So to have a guy who is lightning fast and can catch is a rare thing. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Don't fall for it.
Dolphin Kane says, Ted Ginn, hands of stone.
Oh, I'm telling you.
That's listen, a brutal
you
one.
You don't have to give
no,
me examples.
No.
However.
You don't have to give me examples. For 11 camps, I saw this.
He says he's Roberto Duran.
Right. I've seen this. Dude, I can't look. Track guy, lightning fast. Like, yes.
Dr. Okay. Boggins says.
Here's the other thing. The thing that makes Tyreek Hill special is he can run routes all over the field.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sometimes these fast guys can only run go routes, i.e. Ted Ginn.
Okay, but counterpoint.
Go ahead, counterpoint. Go ahead.
Oh, are we doing this?
If he comes into the Dolphins ecosystem, Cheetah, Waddle, he's going to have two guys, two prototypes that he can look at to vary and grow.
Let me ask you a question. There's certain things in football, right, that you can practice, but you're either good at or you can't, or you're not. Catching the football is one of them.
You can catch
1,000 balls on the jugs machine when people are around you can't catch it. I'm telling you.
Better last year.
Oh, my goodness. You are a sucker.
Mm. Here's the thing.
There's no
part of
can't catch, don't you understand?
You can get mad at me. That's fine. I'll take the lickings. But we all watched – well, you didn't watch Hard Knocks, but I watched Hard Knocks. Marcos watched Hard Knocks. Yeah. Marcos.
Yeah.
That Mike McDaniel, when he is calling on the sidelines, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He likes his toys, does he not?
He does indeed.
Like when they take when Tyreek Hill goes out of the game, they go to him and he goes, "All right, fine." But when he has Tyreek Hill, little pep in his step.
Again.
Now you give him three Tyreek Hills.
No, you don't have three Tyreek Hills.
You have one
Tyreek Hill. That's the point. For you to go in the draft and think this guy's going to be Tyreek Hill and he can't catch is shame on you.
Why?
Because he can't catch.
Three cheetahs are better than one.
Wait. Hold on. Marcos, I'm not even talking to you. I am blocking you.
Me?
I'm blocking you. I'm talking just to you, Marcos.
Oh, okay, cool.
What is the number one requirement of a wide receiver?
Catch the ball.
Thank you!
You're welcome.
What's the second one?
Oh, run fast.
Get over
there you go!
Okay. Is Larry Fitzgerald a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
He is a Hall of Famer, yes.
Is Chris Carter a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Took him a few tries.
Marvin Harrison, the Hall of Famer?
Indeed.
Okay, guys that were not known as burners, but caught a bunch of passes.
We have two burners who can catch, though.
In fact, why did DJ Metcalf go in the second round? Hands of stone.
He looks great, though.
He only runs go routes.
Doesn't matter. He's a great receiver. You wouldn't take DK Metcalf tomorrow?
Dude, no.
What?
We got one of those.
He's a moose.
No, he's also very fast.
He's fat, very fast. Yes. But I'm just telling you, your football thought process is off.
I'm following the coach.
As your boy, I am here to help you. Okay? Stop overlooking the primary responsibility of said position because he's fast.
I don't want to draft a center. Well, somebody fun.
Okay. Wait, aren't you the guy that basically trashed all of the O-line and now you mad that they may draft the offensive lineman?
If I ever see Eichenberg snap again.
There you go. So what if they draft somebody who's better than Eichenberg?
They should announce it like that. They should go, doon, 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 doon,
with the 21st pick, the Miami Dolphins draft better than Eichenberg.
It would make me feel better.
Wait, no. Listen, stop. You are a sucker.
Man.
Stop. There's a lot of guys in the NFL who are fast
Speed
that
though,
aren't
dude.
Playing because they can't catch.
We got to take a break.
You'll be so pissed off if that guy start headbutting the football and have to file assault and battery charges against the football because he can't catch, but he's fast.
Take a break. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. I've been accused of being Al Davis reincarnated.
Yep. I've called you. I've said that to you.
That's not fair, though, dude. Here's the thing, though. You guys can say that, but the head coach is who he is. Like, the guy likes what he likes. He very clearly loves speed.
He loves speed. But you know what? Speed that can't catch is useless.
Yeah, but we don't know that he can't catch. It's just the knock. You know, you always, and here's the thing with the draft. We always got to find a knock on somebody, right?
There's video evidence.
Yeah, he improved, cut the drops in half. He had a hand injury 2 years ago.
Right. You can put whatever twist you want on it. Okay. Also, beware of a fast guy that only runs one route. I told you the thing that makes Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle so special is not only are they fast, but they run routes all over the field. I'm telling you what, McDaniel likes these guys running those deep end cuts. It takes a man to go up in there and catch the ball, okay? And a guy who is not used to doing it, you can't just assume will be able to do it, i.e., Ted Ginn never ran a route inside the numbers.
We're going to speak to Danny Green here later on this hour. But before we do that, Marcos,
yeah,
could you give Leroy a sense of how loud his iced coffee is in the microphone? Because I don't think he realizes when he drinks his iced coffee, which, by the way, is the biggest iced coffee I've ever seen in my life.
Very large.
Very large.
It's the ice.
I understand. Oh, okay. Could you give Leroy just a taste, because he can't hear himself? Yes. Could you give him a taste of what this is sounding like to the audience and to us with the headphones on?
Yes, absolutely. We actually have two different versions. This is the first one here.
We have Danny Green on the show as well. We'll talk some NBA playoffs with our Odyssey NBA insider. But now we go to our Odyssey Amphibian insider. Jesus, Leroy. I mean, like
yeah, I was sorry. I couldn't even.
Leroy.
Yeah, and once
it sounds like I'm getting flushed.
Once we feel like we're at the bottom of Leroy's cup, he finishes us off with another ASMR KO right here.
It was like that type of right.
You done?
it's like your cheeks are mic'd up.
He said, "You done?" Afterwards, it's a good mic. It's a good mic for sure.
It's a good mic. It's a good,
sensitive mic.
Oh man!
Why are you looking at me? Leroy feels picked on.
What are you picking on me? Because I don't like the speed guy.
No, listen, we asked for the ASMR beforehand.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with that.
All right, I got you.
We'll take a quick break. Danny Green, our Odyssey NBA insider, he's scheduled to join us next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat practicing probably right now as they're getting ready for game 2 against the Boston Celtics. And joining us on the show is our Odyssey NBA insider, Danny Green. Insider calls brought to us by the new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny, thanks for joining us again, man. Appreciate it.
Of course. Appreciate you guys having me.
Danny, we want to start you off with this. Is it a big deal that them guys went to the club Sunday after the game and they don't play until Wednesday?
Partying, dude.
No. I mean,
they're flipping out.
It's not a big deal, but it is the play. You want, I mean, they're grown, man. It's the playoffs.
Would you do it, Danny? Have you done it?
Would you do it, Danny?
After a loss.
What was your protocol?
No. I mean,
after a 20-point loss.
I could not put everybody in the category of me. Mm. Can't tell everybody to do what I do. Certain guys need to do this. Certain guys need to do that. Some guys need to let loose. You have a couple days in between. I personally wouldn't go out until it was over, like the season was over or before the season. That's just me. But so it's different for everybody.
That's just so, because you're a pro.
Differently.
A pro's pro, Leroy. a three-time champion, Leroy, is not going out and enjoying himself at the club after getting drubbed by 20.
For sure. But I know some guys that said that they needed to do it to get themselves, you know, their mental loose to relax, and they performed better when they, you know, just were more free.
Yeah, well, look, I don't know if it's going to have an effect one way or the other. My favorite part, if we could show you the video here, Danny, is 20-year-old Nikola Jovic, who, if he's should be in the club or not be in the club, I don't know how they snuck him in the club, but he looks like he's getting away with something, which is just hilarious to me because he's a baby. And so you can see him in the midst here as you follow in Jaime and Tyler, that he is – that he looks like he's gotten away with only as somebody could with a fake ID.
Is that a club or is that like a restaurant? It looks like it's a restaurant lounge type thing.
Hey, Danny, I questioned the same thing. Then they showed other pictures. It's a damn club.
Yeah. Oh,
well, you know, some of the clubs now or some of the restaurants now have like a half an, like it's a lounge area with a bar. No, you know?
I did
no restaurant.
That.
They didn't serve any food. You did the research.
it wasn't chicken wings. It wasn't no appetite, no finger food, nothing. It was straight club.
We'll just give you an example of this. They call it Fuego Sundays, and this was the club sign that they had brought out for the last for the week before they got there. So I don't know if they're serving food or not.
Nah, there's no way. Nah, that's not real. That's not real.
It's off their gram. It's real. It's AI. It's on their Instagram.
I refuse to believe it. I think they're just promoting. They're promoting their establishment. They're doing a good job promoting.
It's
great marketing. Great marketing. Genius marketing.
So Danny, let me ask you this. So they lose a game where they look just not very good and they can't score, and that's been plaguing them all year. But to lose a game that way, it's just one game. So you just move on, right? You can't, you just get it out of your memory banks, regroup. You got an idea of who's going to do what and you move on, right?
Yeah. Flush it. I mean, obviously it's the playoffs. We already knew they were unmatched a little bit, outmatched a little bit. They had spurts of signs of showing good, you know, they fought, you know, they got back in it at some point. They were down a big amount and got back into it. Once they got back, well, they made it a closer game where it made, you know, they couldn't put in their subs early, you know? Right. So, that's good things to take away. And ultimately the playoffs is about finding weaknesses, finding people with rhythm, you know, letting some guys see who can get hot, and that could be anybody. So,
right.
You let them play it out. You don't just pull the plug that early. And, you know, rightfully so, they didn't. So they let some guys get some out of the line, hit a shot or two. They might have some guys contribute that they didn't know can contribute. But they showed glimpses of what they could be and what kind of fight they could be. So I expect, was it, they had a little team bonding, whatever it is, to get their minds clear, flush it, not think about it too much. You have a couple days in between. And now you get back to the drawing board, get back to work. And now you lock in and be intense. And that means scrap, dogfight. You know, do what you got to do. You know, scratch, claw, and you know, if you got to bite somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, do what you got to do to get the win. So I expect them to come out and say, yeah, I know the culture there. They don't take things lightly.
But here's the biggest question that I have. The guy that seems to have that seems to be playing really well in these situations is a 12 to 15 minute guy. Can you push that with Kevin Love?
Yeah, it's the playoffs. I mean, he's been there before.
every time they've gone more than 20
I don't know if you can
minutes.
Push it to 40 something. I don't know if you can push it to 40 something.
Right.
But you could definitely push that. Everybody's going to have to step up, man. With the absence of Jimmy, you're going to need everybody to be pushed. You know, and that's everybody's going to give an extra, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, whatever that is. And they could find it. You have enough days in between, like you said, of resting. It's the playoffs. You're locking in on one team.
I don't know if it's apples to apples, Danny, but this it kind of brought back horrifying memories that last game of what you guys did to the Heat in 2014, because it felt like watching those games, the damn ball would just move and move and move, and it'd be either you or Patty or Tony or whoever was just lighting Miami up from three. So I guess with Miami, knowing Boston is very, very talented, with the ball movement working that great, did they have to go away from the zone? Like, what would you do, I guess, to slow up this type of shooting onslaught that Boston can bring?
I don't know about going away from it. I think you pick and choose spots, you know? So this is the reason why I spoke. It's paid the big bucks. He's smarter than me at this. I'm not going to tell him how to do his job. And I'm not a coach. I've never been a coach, but I can only give you what I would think, you know, that could throw somebody off. And that's just different looks. And I'm sure he knows that. They don't know when the zone is coming. They don't know when a man is coming. And Boston will give you one. You know, there's games where they're going to go cold. So you just got to, you know, fight, scratch, and hope they go cold more often than they get hot. So if you do the little things to throw off their chemistry, their rhythm, and their thought process, and sometimes a zone will do that. Sometimes a box of one. I've seen a triangle and two be played. I've done it before. I'm not saying the spell would ever do that, but they just don't know what the hell it is. And by the time they figure it out, it's like, you know, we already went on a 10-0 run. Right. So yeah, I expect, you know, Spoto to throw out a bunch of different things.
Would you go into this game thinking I'm gonna eliminate this or this person and he's not gonna beat us? Because I hear, you know, a lot of times you hear, okay, let's eliminate this guy, but everybody on that team shoots the three. So I'm just worried if you try to focus on one guy, or what if I say, hey, we're gonna make sure they don't shoot threes and we're gonna close out. And is there something that you would say, I want to try to eliminate this?
Yeah, there's multiple ways that you can attack it. Like I said, there's a bunch of ways you can skin a cat, but ultimately they're a really good team. And I just think right now Miami don't have enough, but there's ways that you can make them think. And if you want to do that, it's like, all right, we're going to make them play one-on-one basketball. I know it's way different from how Spo normally does it, because they usually shift, they're a shift team and close out, you know, hot to guys. But now it's like, all right, we're going to guard our guys. We're not going to shift as much. And we're going to make them play one-on-one and see if they can beat us a one-on-one basketball. That's a thought that I would do. Like, all right, make Jason Tatum, make Jaylen Brown go one-on-one. And that, now there's less ball movement. They're going to have to get everything at the rim, at the basket, and get us, you know, contested twos. So that's how I would do. I would, listen, guard these guys, just guard them straight up. Make them shoot contested mid-range jumpers and, you know, take away the threes. So that's another way to look at it. So I don't know if they'll do that, but.
Right.
That's one way to get the ball moving less and them getting as many open threes. It's like, all right, nah, we're going to make you take one-on-one twos against us.
Right.
Danny Green joining us here, our Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider is brought to us by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Danny, last night, a couple of thrillers with the Lakers and the Knicks and the, you know, so – Both got to be pretty demoralizing losses for the Sixers and the Lakers.
Yeah, very deflating. For the road teams, it was deflating, very deflating losses.
Which one do you feel like is going to be a tougher ass to climb out of, Lakers or the Sixers?
Lakers. To be up 20 and in the second half, I think at that point too, I think they were 20 in the second half at one point, and to lose that game, I'm like, obviously, people think like Jokic, Murray, like you never bet against them. They're the Pat Mahomes. I was right. I'm not a gambler, but my brother-in-law was like, you know, it's the best time to live bet. We got Denver down plus 350 or something like that, plus 300. They're down 20, I think. And I'm like, yeah, there's no way they're losing this game, bro. He goes, no, watch, they're going to come back. Sure enough, they did, you know what I'm saying? 45 minutes later, I'm like, they actually won that game. It was crazy. So that, to be up both games like that, and to lose the way they did is more deflating and hard, especially as the back-to-back champions, and they're just so good. But that's more deflating tougher task. New York is a little bit more vulnerable. They haven't been playing that great. Jalen Brunson has been playing that well. Philly's actually a really good team and a good matchup. That's a team. I wouldn't say they're outmatched. I just don't think LA has enough to do it with, you know, to deal with Denver. Philly has enough to deal with Knicks, and they weren't up 20 and lost the game. You know what I'm saying? But they were up five or six. Close game. And you
40 seconds.
8-0 run within 30 seconds is kind of crazy. So, but there was some foul, like I said, the missed foul calls, crazy on both sides. But that game said it was exciting. But some of the game, I'm just like, man, we got to stop with the flop. Like, the flopping is killing me watching the New York feels like they're going back and forth of who can outflop each other. I'm like, yo, we got to stop the flopping. And Joel's like trying to get them to, like, they're not, I don't think they've called that much of the second half of the season. You know, they had the flopping rule where they call, but I'm like, yo, we got to penalize the guys. And they're like, now they're trying to start something. They're messing with Joel. Joel's like, yo, they're bumping into me. I get, I push the guy away from me. Now I got a tech. But the antics are getting a little out of hand. But it is such fun basketball. And I think that might have hurt the game at the end because there was so many flops during the game that they might not want to call it. They swallowed their whistle. But Philly can climb out. I think Philly can climb out and make it an even series at home.
How do you deal with, I guess, that between games? Because, you know, these things are so down to the wire. And you see LeBron yesterday upset with the calls and is upset with the replay center. So, like, it's just mentally as a team, if you feel like you're getting shafted, but you're trying to obviously – you know, handle the task at hand. So, like, does that go on the coach? Do you guys collectively try and put that out of your mind? How do you deal with it when you feel like maybe the refs aren't necessarily on your side?
Yeah, it's tough, man, because some things you just can't bounce back from, you know, mentally. And I've been through it. So playing your Miami Heat. So in 2013, like certain shots, certain plays, it's hard to mentally just get over. But that comes with maturity, you know, and maturity is you control what you can control. And it's like, all right, we've been complaining for, you know, the 24 hours. No, we can do about it now.
Let's go.
We got to go out and win some basketball. You know, we got to figure out a way to win. You know, we got to, there's still a lot of basketball left. There's still a lot of games left. We can still turn this thing around. It's not 3-0. It's not 3-1. It's 2-0. You know, and a lot of teams have won, come back from down 0-2, you know. So, you know, take some maturity and some mental toughness and your vets in your locker room to do that and the coaching staff. Coach staff is a big part of that. But the Lakers have the pieces to do it. So does Philly. There's a lot of veteranship there. They're not young teams. So these groups have enough to mentally let it go.
Danny Green, we always appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Danny.
Appreciate you guys, man. All right. See you guys next week.
All right. There you go. Danny Green, our Odyssey NBA insider. Insider call is brought to us by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. His face after we showed him the club sign.
That's not real. That's not real.
Oh, man.
Also, he's new to this. Should we send him a little message?
I mean, you know, look, were we good, Marcos?
No. My fingers were getting some exercise this segment.
Getting sweaty?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't getting sweaty. He, like, yeah, he hit the code red. Like,
the spirit of Robbie.
He hit the code red a couple of times.
Yeah. But, yeah, got them all. Oh, man. Got them all. And
But I tell you, it's funny because, like, we do this all the time in sports, right? Because remember when the Giants wide receivers came down here and were on the boat on their bye week, and everybody went crazy, right? Like, wait a minute, they ain't practicing. What do you think they should be doing, right? It's just like, yeah, man. Like, sometimes you, in your free time, and this is the honest truth, and this is sometimes you can better handle what the task at hand is if you reboot. Get it off your chest. Once we're going to go out, we're going to eat, we're going to have a good time, it's over. Then we're going to come back tomorrow, next game. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. Like, sometimes you got to get away. You can't be football 24/7, right? Because you say, oh, the coaches, they watch film. They just watching film. They ain't getting hit.
Appreciate Danny Green for stopping by the show. Take a break. We'll get to our third hour of the program coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.